1 Samuel chapter 19. And Saul spoke to Jonathan his son, and to all the servants, about how to kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, liked David very much. And Jonathan spoke to David and said, Saul, my father, is looking for a way to kill you. So now, please, beware in the morning, and live in a secret place, and hide. Meanwhile, I will go out and stand at my father's side in the field where you are, and I will speak about you to my father, and I will see what happens, and I will tell you. And Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father, and he said to him, Let the king not sin against his servant David, for he has not sinned against you, and because his deeds have been very good for you. And he put his life in his hand and struck the Philistines, and the Lord performed a great act of salvation for all Israel. You saw it and rejoiced, so why should you sin against innocent blood in killing David gratuitously? And Saul heeded Jonathan, and Saul swore, As the Lord lives, he will certainly not be put to death. Then Jonathan called for David, and Jonathan told him all these things, and Jonathan brought David to Saul. And he would be in his presence as previously. And there was war again, and David went out and fought the Philistines, and he dealt them a severe blow, and they fled from his presence. Then an evil spirit from the Lord came on Saul when he was sitting at home with his spear in his hand, and David was playing music, plucking with his hand. And Saul tried to strike David against the wall with the spear, but he evaded Saul, who struck the spear into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. Then Saul sent agents to David's house to watch him and to kill him in the morning. But Michal his wife told David and said, If you do not save yourself tonight, you will be put to death tomorrow. And Michal lowered David through a window, and he departed and fled and escaped. And Michal took the amulets and put them on the bed, and she put the goat's hair pillow at his head end and covered it with a garment. Now Saul had sent agents to seize David, and she said, He is ill. Then Saul sent agents to watch David, and he said, Bring him up to me in the bed, so that I can kill him. When the agents came, what they saw was the amulets on the bed and the goat's hair pillow at his head end. Then Saul said to Michal, Why have you deceived me like this, and let my enemy go, so he has escaped? And Michal said to Saul, He said to me, Let me go. Why should I kill you? So David fled and escaped, and he went to Samuel in Ramah, and he told him everything that Saul had done to him. Then he and Samuel departed and stayed in Naioth. And it was reported to Saul as follows, Look, David is in Naioth in Ramah. Then Saul sent agents to seize David, and they saw the company of prophets prophesying, with Samuel standing by, having been appointed over them. And the Spirit of God came on Saul's agents, and they also prophesied. And they reported this to Saul, and he sent other agents, but they also prophesied. So Saul sent agents again, a third group, but they also prophesied. Then he also went to Ramah, and he came to the big cistern which is in Sekhu. And he inquired and asked, Where are Samuel and David? And the person said, He is in Naioth in Ramah. So he went there to Naioth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God came on him too, and he prophesied as he went, until he came to Naioth in Ramah. And he too took his clothes off, and he too prophesied before Samuel, and he lay naked all that day and all night. This is why they say, Is Saul also among the prophets?